Thank you for all the patience, and probably many of you are already informed that the Thailand children, the football team, are all now rescued. Sometimes the world is altruistic and cooperate, and we have successes like that. We hear, and I'm going to try to do a summary that makes sense. We hear a lot of good examples and problems of overfishing, making things worse, and also how the communities are working together, how the governments are working together. Is that enough? Let me show you. I have only three overheads. Let me show you this first one. The first line is how we are behaving, meaning by that there will be a disaster, probably from 3.5 to 5 Celsius on average. I don't want to think in the seas or the tropical countries. This will be the global average. But this is what we are really doing. The Paris Agreement is somehow in the middle of these two lines, so closer to 3. What the scientists have been telling us is the lower line, which is by the end of the century, we will need to emit only 1 ton per capita. There will be 10 billion people, 1 ton per capita, 10 gigatons. That's what we have to do. Today's average is around 6. Can we go from 6 to 1 and feed more people? With all the situation we have seen here. Well, you have in your hand the technical papers 627 that we launched today with essential ideas that will ensure the visibility of the fisheries and aquaculture sector. We need to work on that, but we also need to work in this. Just to show you the blue line, it shows that out of more than 580 aquatic species used for global food production in aquaculture, only 10 account for half of the total aquaculture production. Biodiversity implications and other risks. We will need to work in these issues. The second one is plants. In plants, only 9 are responsible for 66 of the total crop production. If we fail, the DG today made a strong calling to the Green Climate Fund for financing and reaction. FAO is committed to continue to invest in adaptation and in readiness projects. If we fail, if all that we have heard from the experts here are part of the intermediate line that I mentioned, what will happen? Well, we know them already. We are experiencing every day, and this is a publication from the New York Times. Every red dot is a source of migration. These are the 5 regions in the world that produces the bulk of migration. I am coming from one in the center of the Americas. And we know that if we fail, more people will go to the north. Then there is Africa, number 2. Then there is the Arabian Peninsula. Then there is internal displacement in China. And then what is happening in the islands, the Philippines and the Indonesian. The International Organization for Migrants told us here in FAO, 250 million already international displaced. 250 million internally, permanently, and forcefully displaced. If we fail, who will stop the people to look for their food, for their shelter, to reunite the family? So there is no room for us to fail. And we have a window. The next 10, 15 years, the least cost opportunities, the most efficient ones, will be in the agricultural, fisheries, and forestry sector. So it's time for implementation. Thank you very much.